Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, two-in-one, Stephen Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. It's a great weekend. You know, we're getting ready. All these graduations are happening all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I became a priest right around graduation time. So next week, 30 years.
I know.
I'm excited about that.
30 years for my college, too. Yeah. No, I know.
30 years of priest. That's incredible. That's incredible time for me.
Now, when you think of graduation, what hits you first? Which one event? The college or the high school?
The high school at graduation was a big deal.
That's the one you think about more.
Yeah, because it was like, you know.
Because that was like a big thing.
But now
I'm
that,
done.
I don't even want to say. That was 1979 for me. That's a long time ago. I mean, I can't believe it.
I know. That's all those
so,
30 years.
That's going to be 40. And that's going to be 40 years. My God.
Don't do that.
But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, even 30 years as a priest, like you look back and you say, what the heck happened here? But you know what? What a great blessing from God. I'm very grateful. I kind of have this weekend of feeling grateful, you know, all the good things that have happened and the tough things over the years, but how God's been with me through it all. It's kind of cool.
Yep.
You know, you probably, everybody knows somebody who's graduating, right?
At some point.
I know some people graduating this weekend, you know, and who have graduated college. And that's kind of a big, scary world out there. A lot different world than we're used to, you know? Kind of an interesting thing.
It's a shock. It's a shock to the system.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of why we look at this idea of transition and graduation, you know, because we have transitions in our lives. It's good to mark them and also to support the people who are in that transition time because it's not easy. You know, we don't have good DNA for this kind of stuff. So they need our support and our love. So we're talking about graduation today and kind of recognize that power in our lives. And to start us off, here's Billy Joel, My Life.
I never said I was a victim of circumstance.
There's a fine line, right, between being involved in someone's life and trying to run somebody's life. And that's an art. I really believe that's an art that we have to learn in life. Every single one of us, if we're going to be successful in relationships, if we're going to find love in our life, we need that ability to be able to hang on loosely to the people we love around us. You know, it's sort of like swinging that golf club. I remember back in the day when I was playing a lot of golf, you know, they used to say you got to hold that baseball bat almost like the baseball bat, not like a baseball bat, like a golf club, almost like you're holding a bird. I used to hold the golf club like it was a stickball bat with all my might and swing as hard as I could, and the ball could go absolutely anywhere. But it's that gentle kind of holding on, that holding on loosely, that helps people to be loved and helps people to feel, you know, that we're involved in their life, but at the same time, we're not running their life. That's that mix. I think that's how God holds us, right? God doesn't, you know, say, go there, go sit here, go stand up. No, it's that kind of presence that's always there that we can rely on, and that love and that loosely loving, if you will, commitment to us that loves us so, so much, that wants us to do well, wants us to have good days. And that gift is such an important one that we're called to share with one another. Hey, here's Pink Floyd. This is called Have a Cigar. graduation does bring on the big, big dreams. And sometimes the dreams are a bit grandiose, right? Well, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. All of these things that we want to be and what we become is very, very different sometimes, right? And I think that's okay. Most of us, if we think about what we would say in our second grade or third grade classroom, if we went around the class and the teacher said, what do you want to be when you grow up? We probably said something that's relatively different than we are, I guess. I mean, I certainly didn't want to be a priest when I was in third grade, you know? So I think there's something about, you know, that in our lives to see like how God calls us in and out of things and our interests kind of change. And then ultimately, I hope, ultimately, our priorities begin to change too, because it can't just be about big money. Life with big money is sort of an empty life in a way. It has to be life with love and with care and with faith and with concern. And then if big money's there, God bless. If no money's there, God bless. But it's all those other things that begin to become the priority in our lives. Hopefully we're on that path, you know, because if we chase the money dream, you find that we kind of become a bit shallow, right? We just kind of become empty suits. And I think there's something about recognizing the gifts that we do have and using those gifts in our lives that make all the difference in the world. So, yeah, you know what? It's not about the big cigars. Nope. It's about the people in our lives. It's about the great moments. It's about the ways God loves us and cares for us every day that kind of makes life worth living and kind of makes that moment so important. Here's REM. This is called Aftermath.
Now the radio stutters, snaps to life. Some sour song, it sets it right. And when London falls, he'd like to call, but the stars collide. They're beautiful and much maligned in a universe where you see the worst, and it's up to you to fix it. Worked it out, and you see it all, and you've worked it out, and you see it all, and you want to shout. So what's it all about, crowd? There is no doubt, it's this here now. And you close your eyes, he's not coming back. So you work it out, overfeed the cat. And the plants are dry and they need to drink. So you do your best and you flood the sink. Sit down in the kitchen and cry. Now you've worked it out. Now you've worked it out.
What comes after it's all over, you know? What comes after a great moment? What comes after your wedding day? What comes after your graduation day? What comes after a change of schools? Well, those are the things we really have to think about and pray about in our lives and ask God's help. Because you've known people, probably, who've graduated 12th grade and just went on to 13th grade and 14th grade and 23rd grade, really never grew up. About our lives, really, it's such an important thing to reflect that we need to grow up. We need to be those people who mature over life and recognize that God is calling us to something much deeper, right? We can't just be those people who just skate through and never think about the important things. So now is that time, you know? And even if it's a time where, again, we're planning a wedding and we've spent a lot of time thinking about the flowers and thinking about the bridesmaids and the grooms, well, now it's about something else. Now it's about developing family. Now it's about developing a home. Now it's about where are we going to worship and where are we going to pray all the time. And, you know, I have friends and people I know who even work for me at the television network where I am, and they'll say, you know what, before we go to bed, my wife and I pray together. We kneel down and we pray together. Like, what a beautiful thing that is to do and how important that is to do in order to remain a family and keep that kind of straight in our lives. And that's such an important reality, to have that priority. So yeah, that's what we're called to, and it's so important. Hey, this is covering the Beatles, a band called Shinedown, with a little help from my friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing your song. And I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, I with a little help from my friends. I can't have a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry me to be alone? How do I feel at the end of the day? Am I sad because I'm on my own? Certain that happens all time.
What do you see when you turn out the lights?
I can't tell you, but it sure.
Do you need anybody?
Oh, I need someone.
of the matter, that is how we get through life, with help from our friends. That's such an important reality. And if you think about the best times of your life, the worst times of your life, no matter which you want to focus on, friends are what helped us through, right? Family are what helped us through. Those people who matter so much that God has put into our lives, the angels, if you will, you know, that God puts into our lives, have helped us through the worst and the best days of our life. That's something that's such a blessing and something we're called to be so grateful for, because we really are not alone. We don't walk alone. No, God walks with us. And there's those moments where we're literally getting carried through life, right? And then there's those moments perhaps where we can run ahead and we can feel like, you know, we're doing something great, but ultimately God's still there and, you know, on the sidelines cheering us on. There's something great about that too. So, yeah, no matter what it was, I mean, for many of us who live in the Northeast, you think about Sandy being that devastating storm 5 years ago and what that did to us. And yet at the same time, people really rallied and did the best they could. Go back even further to, you know, 9/11. Same thing. People rallied. And that's how we got through the worst days of our American history, at least in our era. You know, how did we do it? With these great people in our lives. So that's such a tremendous gift that we're called, once again, to be grateful for. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about graduation today and all those transitions. This is Van Halen, Top of the World. All need those moments where we feel on top of the world. And that's why we have to have the highs in life, right? It just can't be you know, everyday life and lows. No, we need the big moments too. So the graduation moments, the transition moments, the moving into a new home or new apartment moments, all of those things that have excitement attached to them and a little fear are important in our lives. Hopefully those moments are the moments that kind of carry us, right? And we say, this is really great. Like, what a great moment. This is a new opportunity. And to see new experiences as an opportunity for growth, as an opportunity to open up new doors. I know a lot of people like that. And guess what? Those are the people who are pretty darn successful in this world. The people who see new opportunities instead of, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to do this? No, they see it as a new opportunity. And there's something really beautiful about that. The priests I know who, you know, are sad to leave the parish that they've been transferred from, but look at the next assignment as a real challenge and something that's going to be great, are the ones who've been able to maintain the joy and the happiness, which is a wonderful thing. We need that in our lives. It's such an important thing to maintain the joy and the hope that comes with our lives. So yeah, it's important to stay on top of the world, because in the rhythm of our life, and even when we get back down to normal rhythm, we still need that ability to be excited about the everyday and to be excited about what goes on every day. One of my friends who's a broadcaster, she's on TV news, network news every day, and she says, when I get out of bed in the morning, Monsignor, I put my feet down and I say, thank you. When she said that to me, you know what? Every day when I get up, I think of that. And I say, yeah, thank you. That's right. For the gift of another day, how important that is in our lives. Hey, here's Rush. This is called New World Man.
He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure.
It's a funny thing how the world calls us to renew ourselves again and again and again. I just did the funeral of a 95-year-old woman last week, and I was talking about this with the family, and I said, can you think about what your grandmother lived through? Really, if you think about it, like 100 years ago, I mean, it's sort of the advent of television, certainly no computers to speak of, no cell phones at the end of everybody's arms. It was a much different time, right? And to think about 100 years of living, 95 years of living, what we've seen is incredible, right, in the last 100 years. I mean, it's probably been the biggest jump in development in the first world that we've ever known, you know? Sadly, it's been the least jump in the third world, right? The people are just as poor in the third world as they were 100 years ago. But in our world, it's very interesting. So it's something to kind of think about in our lives. Like, what are the next 100 years going to look like? Now, you and I won't be here for the completion of the next 100 years, but we have to usher in something. Like, right now, we are the disciples right now in this country, in this world, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our cars, and in our places of work. And yeah, we have to be those people, like, who announced this new stuff. I don't mean new technology. I mean using new technology, being able to use that to announce God's presence. And that's why we see so much more now, right? And on Twitter and on Facebook, faith kind of things, which are important. If you go to our Twitter handle is @TelecareTV, and you can see what's going on. We have all kinds of videos up there and everything else. I'll post a picture tonight of us doing the show. You know, there's something really kind of cool about that. Like, we kind of need that ability now. God's given us the gift of this new technology. Yeah, now we got to use it. And that's kind of what's going to bring in this new world order. Hey, here's The Who. The song is over.
I should have known it. She tried to find me. Our love is over. They're all ahead now. Got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out. I'll sing my song.
I'll sing my song to the wide open. song is over, I'm left with only tears. I must remember, even if it takes a million years. The song is over. The song is over. Such a long note, pure and easy, playing so free like a breath rippling by.
Moments like graduation or a big job change do mark the end of an era, right? They do mark kind of a change in our lives. And change is something, like, again, I was saying earlier in the show, is not something that's really in our DNA, right? We're not great at that. But the reality is life is always change. It's constantly change. It's constantly adapting and growing. And the better we are at that, or the better we are at accepting it with God's help, the better we're going to do. So yeah, our lives will always involve that gift of the song being over. And I say gift really honestly, because it really is a gift. When one song ends, believe it or not, another one begins. And there's something beautiful about that, but we need the trust in God that, you know he's with us, helping us through those moments and kind of getting us through to the next plateau and the next high spot in our lives too, because we're not done until we're done. There's a lot to come, that's for sure. Hey, here's Boston. This is called Peace of Mind.
Now if you're feeling down, I love about to do it.
What really gives you peace of mind? What kind of gives you that sense of, that we need so much in our lives, that everything is okay? For me, you know, I try to find that different times of the week. Honestly, Sunday night, a lot of times, I try to get dinner with my priest friends or some of my buddies. And, you know, there's something really nice about that ability to kind of sit around and say, it was a good weekend. It was a good week. And I think that sets up the next good week. I think it's about our attitude and our mindset. And if that's positive, ultimately it's all going to be positive. I think that's part of our lives that we kind of entrust to God and say, give me the peace of mind I need to be able to do the best I can for you here in this world. It's such an important reality for us that joy is kind of an inside job. And so if we really have that sense of spirituality of joy and that peace that we need in our lives, we can do some great stuff during the week and feel pretty darn good on the weekend that we had a good week. You know, that's really a great, satisfying feeling. Here's John Mellencamp. It's called Your Life Is Now.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life. Take the high road if you could choose. Do you believe you're a victim of a great compromise? 'Cause I believe you change your mind and change your life.
Your life is now.
Our lives are now. That's the truth of the matter. It's not about living in the past or the future. It's about living right now and recognizing God's gifts right now working in our lives. That's what's really going to be great in our life. A lot of times we live a lot of life saying, oh, you know, 30 years, isn't that great? 30 years a priest. Yeah, I know, but I'm a priest today and I'm going to be a priest tomorrow, so I better get ready. It's about enjoying the right moment and not worrying about the future. When I finally get this or when I finally get old enough, nope, it's about enjoying right now. That's what's going to make all the difference in the world. That's what God calls us to. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Ramble On. Yes, graduations, anniversaries, and yet we ramble on, don't we? Yes, with God's help, we continue to move through life, and we look for God's love everywhere, and we continue to use our gifts. That's what's going to matter most of all. Hey, let me take a moment aside to give you our website. It's religionandrock.com. And another thing, to say thank you to all of you who come up to me wherever I am and say how much you appreciate this show, how long you've been listening. You make me feel old, but I really love it. So thanks so much for all your kind words and thoughts all the time on the show on behalf of Sheldon and I. Don't forget to ramble on and use those gifts. They're out there. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who graduated many, many years ago, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.